Ex-NBA player, Black Lives Matter advocate Steven Jackson. Eagles' DeSean Jackson was speaking the truth with anti-Semitic posts. By Dylan Gwynn on July 8, 2020. Former NBA player and current Black Lives Matter speaker Steven Jackson rushed to the defense of embattled Eagles receiver DeSean Jackson on Tuesday, claiming that the football player's anti-Semitic Instagram posts were speaking the truth. In a video obtained via NBA Central, Jackson explained that DeSean Jackson, who is of no relation to Steven Jackson, was merely trying to educate himself and others by posting anti-Semitic quotes from Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan and other quotes attributed to Adolf Hitler. He was trying to educate himself, educate people, and he's speaking the truth, Jackson said. Right? He's speaking the truth. You know he don't hate nobody, but he's speaking the truth of facts he knows, and trying to educate others. But you all don't want us to educate ourselves. Over the 4th of July weekend, DeSean Jackson posted several hateful quotes to Instagram. The Eagles receiver posted parts of a book that quotes Hitler as saying, "Because the white Jews knows, sick, that the Negroes are the real children of Israel, and to keep America's secret the Jews will blackmail America." Jackson also reposted a speech from Farrakhan which claimed the coronavirus was a plot to depopulate the earth. Jackson added a caption telling his followers to pay attention to the Nation of Islam leader. Hashtag Farrakhan this man powerful. I hope everyone got a chance to watch this. Don't be blinded. Know what's going on. DeSean Jackson apologized for the posts on Tuesday. Steven Jackson's defense of anti-Semitism shouldn't come as a surprise considering there is a virulent anti-Semitic strain within the Black Lives Matter movement, of which Steven Jackson is a part. As Breitbart's Warner Houston reports, there are a growing number of examples of Black Lives Matter supporters liberally salting their march chants with anti-Semitic messages. During the July 1 BLM march in the U.S. Capitol, for instance, BLM activists alternated chants of Black Lives Matter with Palestinian Lives Matter and attacks on Zionism. In a video of a D.C. march, chants of Israel murders children too can be heard. Houston continues, a Black Lives Matter group in the UK was accused of anti-Semitism after posting a mural featuring hateful anti-Semitic tropes. One image included obvious Jewish cartoon figures sitting around a Monopoly-like game board festooned with money. In another case, a manifesto presented by an alliance of Black Lives Matter groups included language accusing Israel of genocide against the so-called Palestinians. Steven Jackson's activism is not confined to matters of anti-Semitism. He also invoked Black Lives Matter while calling for a hashtag blackout day on the 4th of July, in which he told his followers on social media to wear all black instead of red, white, and blue. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter at TheMightyGwynn.